All right, I'll go forward with what I have. So, hi everyone, my name is Greg Ackerman, and my presentation is on why does a team outperform its run differential. This is a research project that was completed with the Syracuse University Baseball Statistics and Sabermetrics Club. So before I get started, I would like to talk briefly about the SU Sabermetrics Club, and some of it got cut off here, so I'm sorry about that. I'm the vice president of the club, and we meet weekly to talk about sabermetrics and the latest baseball news, and we also regularly work on research projects. And we are a Saber student group affiliate, and 25 of our members contributed to this research project's data collection since the start of the 2014-15 school year, including Justin Mattingly, Joey Weinberg, Colby Canetta, and Ray Garcia, who in addition to myself are at the conference today. So the basic premise of our study is to explain the difference between actual win percentage and expected win percentage based upon run differential. The expected win percentage is based upon the Pythagorean-Pat formula from run differential, which is defined as runs scored plus runs against divided by games, all to the 0.285 power. If a team achieves a run differential that would possibly put them into the playoffs, that team would not want to squander it. Also, if a team has a borderline run differential for the playoffs, this could be the difference between attaining a playoff spot or not. We're not looking at starting pitching and starting lineups. Rather, we are looking at performance of a team's bench, pitching relief, and pitching depth, which I'll go into more detail in later slides. Second part of our study adds managerial decision-making to our regression model. This includes pinch hitters used, defensive substitutions, relievers used, and more. So the next few slides, if they're working, show charts of the average of actual minus expected win percentage, as well as the standard deviation of actual minus expected win percentage. These variables were calculated from baseballreference.com. After that, I will go into some team examples of the difference between actual minus expected win percentage, showing the San Francisco Giants, St. Louis Cardinals, New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays, and Colorado Rockies. And it's not working. So basically, when the results were there, the average of actual win percentage for the Giants, or the difference has been very consistent throughout the years, and they've outperformed the run differential from 2000 to 2013. The same is with the St. Louis Cardinals, as well as the New York Yankees, and all three of those teams have had a lot of success over that time span, and the Toronto Blue Jays and the Colorado Rockies over that same period of time, they haven't enjoyed as much success, and they've underperformed their run differential. So to measure the bench performance of hitters, we used OPS plus, which is on-base percentage, on-base average plus slugging percentage, adjusted for park and league, as well as home runs, stolen bases, and caught stealing. The key here is that we used a weighted average for each team amongst bench hitters only, according to Baseball Reference. Ultimately, we only included OPS plus in our model because it is the most promising of the bench statistics, as the other variables do not add statistical value to the regression model. To measure relief and depth pitcher performance, we use fielding independent pitching, ERA plus, which is earned run average adjusted for ballpark, as well as strikeout to walk ratio. This is a weighted average based upon innings pitched, and we calculated our group of relievers as the closer and the top four used relievers according to Baseball Reference. And we calculated our group of depth pitchers as the pitchers not included in the starters or relievers categories. After a bunch of different regression model incarnations, I settled upon this one to illustrate the results. The dependent variable here is actual minus expected win percentage. The independent variables here included our bench OPS plus and a variable amongst FIP ERA or strikeout to walk ratio amongst the top five relievers and depth pitching. So here are the results of the regression model, looking at FIP, ERA, and strikeout-to-walk ratio. Among these results, the only statistically significant result is FIP among the top five relief pitchers. It is important to note that these are very small numbers because I'm trying to explain a very small number, which is the difference between actual and expected win percentage. The variables have expected signs for bench hitter performance, relief pitching, and pitching depth. As explained just before, the only statistically significant result is for relief pitcher fielding independent pitching. FIP has a negative and significant impact on actual win percentage minus expected win percentage. So as FIP increases, it has negative impact on the dependent variable, and a team is more likely to underperform its run differential. On the other hand, as FIP decreases, it has a positive impact on the dependent variable, and a team is more likely to outperform its run differential. This makes sense because if you're not pitching well in late innings, you are likely to underperform your run differential. Well, if you have good fielding independent pitching amongst your relievers, you're more likely to outperform your run differential. This slide shows the best seasons and worst seasons in terms of outperforming and underperforming run differential. The only place we have a sizable difference between the top 10% and the bottom 10% of seasons is in relief fielding and independent pitching, as there is an 8.03% drop-off. Some of these slides aren't working again. So next, we add managerial decisions to our data set. To measure managerial decisions, we used the Bill James Handbook and attempted to measure the impact of various managerial decisions on the ability to outperform or underperform a team's run differential. The variables we used here were pinch hitters used, pinch runners used, defensive substitutions, relief pitchers, and their innings pitched, stolen bases attempted, sacrifices attempted, and pitchouts ordered. In our second regression, the relief pitcher's innings pitched with the addition of... So this is our new model, and it's just adding the managerial statistics, and the dependent variable remains the actual minus expected win percentage. And what we really added here was the pinch hitters, pinch runners, defensive substitutions, relief innings, stolen base attempts, sacrifice attempts, and pitchouts. So here, defensive substitutions and pitchouts ordered came up as statistically significant, and the defensive substitutions had a positive T value, and the pitchouts ordered had a negative T value. So the results show that there are two statistically significant managerial variables. Defensive substitutions are positive and significant at the 1% level, and pitchouts ordered are negative and they're significant at the 5% level. More defensive substitutions used, you have a greater likelihood to outperform the run differential. There are two parts to this. Part is managerial decision making, and part is roster flexibility. And pitchouts ordered, that's a bit trickier. Having a tough time seeing the results because of the PowerPoint. We have a few theories for that. The pitcher might be wasting a pitch, relief pitcher innings pitched are negative, but they're not quite statistically significant if they were at the 15% level. And so when we include the managerial statistics, the impact of fielding and pitching among relievers is lessened as well, so that's no longer statistically significant. We tried to include one or the other, but nothing came out as quite statistically significant. Here's our some results showing the difference between the top 10% of the seasons of outperforming run differential and the bottom 10% of the seasons underperforming the run differential. So we see for defensive substitutions, there's a significant difference at 38, nearly 38%, and for pitchouts, there's nearly a 20% difference between the top 10% of the seasons and bottom 10% of the seasons, and there's not very much of a difference for relievers used. This graph shows on the x-axis the defensive substitutions and on the y-axis the actual expected win percentage, and the size of the circles is how many pitchouts were ordered. So we're trying to show here the actual minus expected win percentage on defensive substitutions and pitchouts. So as you look to the right of the graph, a lot of the green circles are smaller as those teams are using a lot less pitchouts. And if you look towards the left and the bottom, there's a lot more green circles, and those teams are using a lot more pitchouts. In conclusion, a lot of the slides weren't working. We aim to determine why teams outperform and underperform their run differential. Is it just luck, or are there factors that contribute to its explanation? Without manager data, it appears that relief pitcher performance measured by FIP plays an important role. With an increase in FIP by relievers, you're more likely to underperform, and decrease in FIP by relievers, you're more likely to outperform your run differential. So with manager data, the more defensive substitutions you have, you're more likely to outperform, and the more pitch outs you throw, the more likely you are to underperform your expected run differential. Thank you. If you have any questions or want to see any of the slides that got lost, I'll be around.